This is Morning Edition on KUNC. Even after a year of being able to purchase recreational marijuana, questions still remain for the state of Colorado. Is its use dangerous? Should there be tighter labeling on pot edibles? And is its easier access impacting middle and high school students? Recent data compiled by the Department of Education and Rocky Mountain PBS iNews show incidents of student drug use hitting a 10-year high last year. But as KUNC's Benta Berkland reports, state officials don't have a clear picture if the two are related.
18-year-old Mercedes Weisenbaugh is a senior at Miami Yoder High School in eastern El Paso County. Since pot became legal and shops opened, she says she's definitely noticed more of her peers using marijuana.
They're not afraid to or ashamed to say, I smoke marijuana or I use edibles.
While the Rocky Mountain PBS iNews data does show an increase in drug use, especially in middle schools, it's only anecdotal, and the uptick cannot entirely be attributed to pot. That's because schools lump marijuana into the same category as illicit drugs, such as cocaine, prescription drugs, and ecstasy.
We legalized recreational use. We should be tracking the trends and understand what the impact of that change in law is having on our kids.
Republican Representative Polly Lawrence of Roxborough Park is planning to introduce a bipartisan bill this session to require schools to classify marijuana incidents separately, like they do for tobacco and alcohol.
It has proven to be a challenge. The schools don't want to be turned into law enforcement agencies.
And that's a concern the Colorado Association of School Boards has heard. Jane Urschel is the deputy executive director. She says school districts are also wary of state mandates.
Let's remember that school districts have been cut $1 billion over the last 4 years. And it may not seem like reporting is expensive, but the more reporting you have to do, the more staff time you have to devote to it.
But Urschel still thinks school districts will ultimately want to track what's going on with marijuana among their students.
We've been trying to get people to separate marijuana out from that kind of bucket of all illicit drugs for almost all data.
Mike Van Dyke is with the Colorado Department of Public Health and the Environment. He chairs the Retail Marijuana Public Health Advisory Panel and is a toxicologist.
Because we can't analyze the impact of marijuana unless we have the correct data.
3 years ago, the state updated its school discipline laws to move away from zero tolerance policies. As a result, school districts can have different policies when it comes to referring drug incidents to law enforcement.
It's consequence awareness and education, putting those two things together.
Kevin Braney is a former principal and now the discipline coordinator for the Boulder Valley School District.
You know, high school can be a place to make mistakes and learn from them, whereas once they leave our school system, there may not be that same opportunity.
As an alternative to suspending students for marijuana violations, Boulder Valley is in its second year of partnering with a local nonprofit to offer a focused educational intervention.
When we were bringing parents and students together for a series of 6 classes on the impact of marijuana on the young teenage mind, we're finding that 98% of our kids are not repeating the same offense.
High school student Mercedes Weisenbaugh says her parents play a crucial role in her decision not to use marijuana.
Going, you're still growing, you're still in high school, you still have so much in front of you, that wrecking it with just attempting to be cool and use that marijuana is what affects me.
State lawmakers are still trying to figure out the best way to track the burgeoning industry and the impact to youth. Some see data reporting from schools as just one key to understanding how students are using recreational marijuana and how schools, parents, and the state should respond. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.